Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Len, overlooking the beach in Southern California, who asks, I'm not a tax professional, but are you sure the answer you gave the slightly lost Missouri lady with a partial interest in the California building is correct? She is, after all, not even a part-time California resident. Your answer implies that anyone who owns income property or a partnership interest in some other state must file a tax return for that state as if it were a foreign country. Her yearly California income sounds like it was probably near or below the California standard deduction anyway. It also implies that anyone who sells an out-of-state property is likewise liable. Neither of those propositions either matches my experience or sounds reasonable. Hey, Len. Since when are taxes reasonable? The great state of California taxes all income generated in California or earned by California residents, period. In fact, California went so far as to chase retirees to Florida and elsewhere to tax them on the pensions they received in those states if they earned those pensions while working in California. Congress finally had to write a law to specifically prohibit that. In this case, though, the real estate rents are earned in California, so it's not even a gray area. California, if they can reach an investor's money, will, of course, grab it. And California definitely can reach an investor's money when the property is sold via escrow in California. The escrow company is required by California law to withhold California taxes unless the distributee fill out Form 593 to indicate that either there are no profits from the sale or that the profits aren't taxable because it's a personal residence. California even withholds from residents living in California, not just out-of-staters, when there's an escrow. Most states do tax the rental income generated from properties in their state. I can't think of a state that has an income tax that doesn't do that. We prepare those extra non-resident returns for our clients all the time. And when a California resident owns property out-of-state, you've got to pay the tax on the income in California. Though usually you'll get a credit for taxes paid to most other states. Not all, though. California has to have a specific reciprocity agreement with a state for this to take place, and California doesn't have agreements with all states. On the other hand, most real estate rentals are designed to generate tax losses via depreciation. So if you have a loss, even from another state, and it's deductible on your federal return, odds are it will be deductible on your California FTB return too. And remember, you'll find answers to questions about taxes across state lines and all kinds of tax issues free.
Where?
Where else? At TaxMama.com.